which you can find here, and there you can load the samples you want to use, and you can play them here. So this just contains the different samples that are contained within the song. We don't only support WAV files here, but we have implemented support for MP3 and OGG, so that you can make a big sample collection small, or you can make your song, which contains a huge amount of samples, small. And another feature I want to show when talking about samples is that you can load really large files from here. I think this one will fade in again. So okay, just some radio recording, and what we can see here is that these can seep within the radio recording, although it's a huge OGG file. The whole recording is 2 hours, so, and the average bit rate is 140 kilobit. So to decode it completely, it would take 1 minute. And to decode it, it's a 100 megabyte file. It decodes to 1.2 gigabytes. But what this can do is intelligent caching, so it just decodes what it needs. Okay, can show a bit more the wave editing thing with different zoom levels. It will start auto scrolling like this. So this was the WAV repository. Now I'll load another snippet, which is this one. Okay. What I wanted to show here is scripting, and to demonstrate this, I first show you how this sounds. Okay, and then we take out one of the channels, the main melody channel, so to speak, add another one, and let's say we want to be really quick with composing another channel. So what we do, I need a bit more volume, okay, it's like we put some chord in here, like this, and here, like this. Okay. And now if we know which harmonies are used in the piece, we can use a script, which is the harmonic transposer, where you just give the harmony sequence, which is in this case D minor, for two measures, then it's A sharp for two measures, then it's G minor for two measures, C major and A major, and we say execute, and we have a whole new track. Shouldn't have executed it again, sorry. Okay, but we have undo. Here you see also the piano roll widget, which many people find actually quite good to use. Okay, to play. Somebody's shouting play. So these scripts are currently written in Scheme, so you can we use Gaia for this, so you can control almost everything that Beast does via the scripting interface. To demonstrate another script, I have explained the mixer channel thing, and you see that by default new tracks get assigned to master, but there is a script here which just will create, will look at each track and see, oh, this track is assigned to master, but it should be in an individual mixer channel. So what it will do is create a new mixer channel and assign it to there. So you can let this run. Maybe I showed before that right now it's on master. Okay, and I simply start the script, and then we have a new track here, and it's over there, and then you can mix it properly with the rest of the song, because it's rather low. So far is that Beast supports post-processing effects. So for this track here, there is declared a post-processing effect here, which means that all voices are played, mixed together, and then they are sent to this network, which in this case contains this stereo echo. Here, in this case, it has been tuned to song speed again. So I can show that this is really here. Just that you can get an impression of different things made with Beast. Mm-hmm. we have seen you can use simple samples, but Beast also has a multi-sample format, which allows you to specify that on different nodes of the same wave, different samples are played. So we have here different samples in here. It's actually an 808 drum kit, and in the song it looks like this, that you have here three different wave files, the sequence in the same part. Okay. I think one also essential feature of Beast is that you can automate module control values. Okay, I put it here. That's okay. So I have just I just show the automation stuff. Or let you hear it rather. Okay. I take those tracks out that have nothing to do with automation. Then you will hear that there is something constantly changing. It's controlled via MIDI events on this track. As you see, no notes, but we have a general purpose controller 1, which makes this, sends these events, and general purpose controller 2, which sends these events. And you might wonder, okay, we set you fit me down, or this one down. You might wonder why I didn't put them in one track, but the purpose of doing this is that you can put automation events in parts and notes in different parts, and then you can put the same automation events, for instance, on different notes, or you can put different notes but use the same automation events. So this is why it is split up like this. And in the GUI, automation looks like this, that we have, is this the one automated? No, this one. That we have the sliders moving here. While Beast is not playing, you can say, okay, I want that this is controlled by MIDI channel 1, general purpose controller 3, or something. So for those properties where Beast supports automation, you have these fields to click on, and then you assign which controllers are used. Okay, and now finally, if you put it all together and have lots of time, you can make, I'd say, real long songs with sophisticated mixing and arrangement and so on. And so this uses many of the features I've shown you. It was made by an American guy called Peter Child. But it's so long that I probably not play the whole thing. But I'll seek a bit so that you get an impression of what it actually can do.